Thank you, wonderful and faithful listeners to WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful coastal and foundational Georgia. You have returned for this segment, segment three of program nine of The Bigger Picture with Marshall Wood, your overzealous, I don't know, crazy, whatever you want to call it. No, I'm a deplorable. That's right. Yeah, I'm a deplorable, and biblically, to those who don't care for the Word of God, I'm also a peculiar person. So I'll go with that. Yeah, peculiar and deplorable Woody, who is your host. No, I'm not supposed to say Woody. This is Marshall Wood speaking. We must proceed now into a tough quagmire, okay? I'm talking about the hyenas. Those are the dominant women who are trying to take Donald Trump to task and literally to destroy him. Their desire is to destroy him, to mimic his power with what they think is their power. And because I don't have the ability to account for where their power is coming from, because these women, these masters of jurisprudence, female version of jurisprudence, are getting away with things that no one else would be able to get away with. How do I know? Because people that I respect, great legal minds, okay? And I consider Rudy Giuliani in that, even though he's indicted. And a bunch of others are saying, well, here is chapter and verse why they can't do this. We found out recently that 80% of what they were bringing against Trump runs up against the statute of limitations. They can't do it. They're probably going to find a way to do it. But there is a power that has been given to these otherwise undistinguished, ideologically driven, virtue signaling hyenas that can't be accounted for. And therefore, if they continue to have this power, as the Bible says in Revelation 13, and they were given power for a season over the saints to subdue them. You know, I'm not saying that we're in the book of Revelation, but it's a principle here. Somehow, by some authoritarian source, they have been given power, they being the hyenas, the female Democrats and rhino Republicans and the male cockroaches that are there with them, have been given power over some pretty good people who can very easily stand up and cite chapter and verse why it's illegal what they're doing, but they're getting away with it. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. My perception is it's not going to be a good end and America's going to suffer for it. Well, it is what it is. You know, the title of the program's in December coming up. It is what it is. But there's still that opportunity, and we must keep fighting anyway. Occupy till it comes. We got to preach the gospel in season and out of season at this particular point in time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. We must, I don't care what we think is happening, we push that aside, we declare the truth. And I claim, it is my opinion, that I'm speaking the truth, and I begin each program with prayer. And because I, was a little bit demonstrative in the first segment, I ran past the point where I intended to pray, so we're going to do that now in the middle of the program in segment three. So I ask you to bow your heads and pray with me. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask you, Father, in the words that I speak in the remainder of the program, and I pray that I've spoken in the two previous segments, that you'll be with me and that you will direct my words, and what I say will be accurate and truthful, that I will have to give account for any idle words I speak. Do not let me speak idle words, please, Father. And also make sure that fruit can be born from what I say, what people will listen and accept. They'll understand that what the great historians of antiquity have learned is what I'm simply repeating. I'm not a great intellectual. I don't come up with these things myself. I've just taken the information provided by those who knew what they were talking about and were revered for it, and I'm just repeating at a time when they particularly apply. And I seek, Father, to defend the foundations of this nation, which are the faith system of the 19th century America, evangelical Protestant faith. Father, be with me in the remaining two segments and 2 minutes of my time today on WCGA. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Fannie Willis. What is she seeped in? Well, in the 1930s, there was a group of cultural Marxists. These were people who followed Karl Marx, but they thought he got it wrong in his economic pragmatism theory of Marxism, that the proletariat, that the workers would revolt given a certain set of circumstances, all predicated on economics. And that when that didn't happen, the intellectuals of the Marxist community, those were the theosophists by Madame Blavatsky, I think, is the one that really started it all. She was actually a guru of some people that influenced Hitler directly. And actually, he spent some time with her in the 1890s in Austria. But these people were teaching a philosophy that was intended to dominate the world. And it's called cultural Marxism. It's not predicated on economics, that is how you change the world, but changing the culture. And so that group of people in the 30s, when Hitler was beginning to do his things with the Democratic National Socialist of Germany, they had to flee, predominantly Jewish in their background. They had to flee Germany, and they took up residence in the United States. Where they took up residence is significant, and that is a subject now of segment 4 that's coming up. If you will join me on the backside, we're going to learn some things, if you don't know them, that should shake you to the soles of your feet. God bless you. See you on the backside.